Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Swing at a ball. One ball and two strikes. Good memories of that. Bob Tomlinson, the coach of Poinette. Cy and Vicki Dahlberg for Richland Center. And ironically, the Hornets honored that 96 team this year during the season. 1-2 offering. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Runner's moving. McGlynn will look to runner at third. Doesn't throw it. That's probably not a real good risk. She holds up and the runner takes third. But there are two away now. Two strikeouts for Fisher. And Emma Gavinsky stands in. Runners at the corners now. Mackey at third. Gavinsky at first. And Fisher back to the circle. Toes the rubber, trying to get out of a jam here in the opener. The pitch is called a ball. One ball and no strikes. Winnet coached by Matt Ramberg. Again, they've had a good season. Put together a good resume this year. One ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. That one rises high, and the runner is second base. Hornets will concede that runner, so runners in scoring position with two away. Two balls, no strikes. A number five hitter, Emma Gavinsky. Here comes the pitch. That is going to be called a strike and a bullseye. Two balls and one strike to Emma Gavinsky. Fisher do a little bit of excavating work around the pitcher's rubber and now gets set again. Back to work, 2-1. And here's the pitch. Outside, ball three. 3-1 to the hitter. It is a warm afternoon. Both teams commenting on that as they finished up warm-ups today. How warm it was out there. That's the way it usually goes with the softball season. You freeze and then you don't. 3-1 offering to Gavinsky. The pitch, swing and a pop, foul, out of play. Maddie McGlynn watches it go over toward the school and it's strike two. Pull up now. I'm the batter. Mackey at third, Gavinsky at second for the Pumas in the opening inning. Time is called. And now the batter will stand in. Hornets looking for the third out here. Fisher into the motion. The pitch swung on and popped high in the air. The catcher going back. McGlynn grabs it. Nice play. Maddie McGlynn hanging on to the backstop, then reached back and hauls it in for out three. And Poinette strands a pair. In the inning, no runs and a hit, no errors, two left on. We go to the bottom of inning number one here in sectional final softball. Point at nothing, Richland Center coming up from WRCO Sports.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
The Richland Center batting order. The shortstop, Carly Meaden, leads it off, followed by Chloe Darling at first base. Kyrie Fisher, the pitcher, hits third. J.C. Gander at third, batting cleanup. Maddie McGlynn, the catcher, hits fifth. Ebony McCorkle, the designated player, will hit sixth. Reagan Shep hitting seventh and playing right field. Savannah Rossell is hitting eighth and playing at second base. And the center fielder, Abigail Williams, bats nine. Tatum Razick, the flex player, playing in left field. Cassidy McCaffrey in the circle for Poinette. Emma Gavinsky behind the plate. Peyton Sivrud at first base. Addison Mackey at second. Grace Gavinsky, the shortstop. And Maggie Steinhorst at third. Johnson, Nelson, and Rivette left to right in the outfield. And here's the pitch. And Meaden takes high. One ball, no strikes. No score, bottom of one here in Poinette. Wall-to-wall fans. Great turnout. There's one off the outside corner. 2-0. McCaffrey shooting the outside corner and missing. Eden taps the plate and gets back in. McCaffrey is set. Here's the pitch. Fouled back for a stride. 2-1. Carly had just a dynamic game last night. 3-for-3 with a walk. Had an RBI and scored a run. Can't ask for anything better from the leadoff hitter. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul against the catcher and the umpire. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Checking the umpire's mask right away. Ithaca playing tonight in Blair Taylor. Henry Bray with that call on WRCO's Facebook page. The pitch is outside for ball 3. And the count is full up now. 3 balls and 2 strikes to the hitter. Nobody on. Meaden trying to be that person getting on. 3-2 offering is outside and low, and she walks. Carly Meaden will take the base. That'll bring up Chloe Darling. Chloe had a key hit last night, drove in a couple of runs. Still runner on, nobody out for the Hornets in the bottom of 1, and McCaffrey goes back to work. Meaden with a foot on the bag at first. Here's the pitch, bunted by the batter, and foul. Popped it up first base side for strike 1. We'll be getting some other scores tonight on the Feel Me flip phone from Y-Connect Wireless. Some scores of note, Mineral Point and Waterloo playing, and Columbus Catholic and Ithaca will get the scores of those. Now a conference on the infield, 4.0. They've got a talk going on. So a little bit of a delay before the next hitter hits. 4.0 losses to Johnson Creek, 4-0, and Pacelli, 3-1. Since that time, they have not lost since April 21st. Here's a square and a strike taken. Darling brought the bat back. It's called a strike. And the count goes to 0-2. Meaden back at first base. McCaffrey into the motion. And here comes the pitch. High and outside. 1 ball and 2 strikes to Chloe Darling. Chloe steps back in. McCaffrey ready to work. There's the pitch. That one is called a strike. Darling looking, and there is one away. Kyrie Fisher will be the batter. Fisher with a phenomenal year. She is like in the top 3 in the state as far as number of struck-out batters. Here's the pitch, and it's called a strike. Off the outside corner, 0-1 on Fisher. And hitting-wise in the 300s, runner back at first base, one away. The pitch bounced towards shortstop. Could be 2. Second one to Mackey. Back to first. Dug out and in time. Cornette turns a double play. 6-4-3. Twin killing of the Hornets. And the end of the first. Happens. No runs. No hits. No errors. And none left on. After 1 in Cornette in WIAA sectional final softball. Hornets nothing. Puma's nothing on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit OpenSeasonOutlet.com.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock is not guaranteed continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Top of the second inning for Poinette. Maggie Steinhorst will lead it off. Carly Rivette and Bella Severson against the Hornets. No score in the ballgame here at Poinette. Hornet fans lining from the first base side all the way down to the right field corner. They've traveled well. The fan base builds with every level. Here's the pitch. That one is down low for a ball. Talked to a couple of fans that live in this area, and thought, man, it's not going to get any closer. Let's go to the game tonight. One ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a piece of it. Strike one. One ball and one strike. Good memories of, as we mentioned, being here in 96. It was not as nice a facility then. Beautiful facility now. 1-1. Here's a swing and a miss by Steinhorst, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. I was here with River Valley as well in a sectional, and I believe that's probably been, what, almost 25 years ago? The pitch is outside for a ball. Count is two balls and two strikes. Boy, and that hosts a lot of tournaments. They have three really nice diamonds that kind of butt up against one another. Fisher ready to go with a 2-2. Here it is. Swing and a pop-up this way and out of play. Manny McGlynn watching all the way. That catch he made to end the first inning was tremendous. Enjoyed having Matty on the air last night and Gelenic Plumbing and Heating post-game show comments. 2-2 offering. Here's the pitch. Popped up. First base side again. That one drifting out of play. So Steinhorst getting on it. Fisher seems to throw harder than her opponent. But I'm sure Poinette's been working all year against fast pitchers or cranking up the pitching machine. 2-2 offering, and here's the pitch. Swung on with the left, base hit. Steinhorst with a line shot, and she'll hold at first base. One on, nobody out here in the top of the second inning for Poinette. Carly Rivette, number three, the right fielder, stepping in. Poinette and Richland Center, similar colors. A little bit different shade of orange, but otherwise black and orange for Poinette. Runner at first, and here's the pitch by Fisher. Batter squares, takes the bat back. It's called a strike. Nothing in one. Rivette steps out. Here comes the nothing in one pitch to the batter. She bunts. It's fouled. Strike two. Two strikes on the hitter. Jamie Gander, Dave Darling, and Greg Shep down there in front of the dugout. By the time it ends, they're going to have a path worn probably up to their shoulders. Somebody will have to dig them out. Nothing in two. Here's the pitch. Ripped high in the air, first base side, and Darling giving chase. Chloe runs out of room. Back into the stands again. So a new softball coming out. Talk with those guys about it, though. They really enjoy it, and they've done a good job. And along with all of the coaches for Richland Center, getting good work. Everybody kind of has their own area of expertise. Fisher into the motion. The pitch popped foul again, out of play. Poinette sawing off a lot of pitches thrown by Kyrie Fisher. Hornet coaches include Jackie Jerebek, Janet Fisher, and Lizzie Forehand as well. And Shep, Darling, and Gander. Still 0-2 on the batter. Fisher into the motion, and here's the pitch. Outside, just missed. One ball and two strikes to the number seven hitter. Runner remains at first base. No score, top of two here in Poinette. Fisher back to the rubber, cleans the softball off, and gets set to go. Here comes the pitch. That one is taken for a strike. And Rivette knew it. There is one away. Three strikeouts for Kyrie Fisher. And here is Bella Severson, the designated player. Hitting in the eighth slot. Runner remains at first base. Hornet infield drawn in a little bit. Here's the pitch. That one rises high. One ball and no strikes to the hitter. You go from playing in the upper 30s to playing in the upper 70s and 80s. Quite a swing here. You don't need your light jacket today. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. I got daring and left my windbreaker in the car. One ball and one strike. Severson back in. Kyrie Fisher with the 1-1 offering. It's going to be taken for a strike. Nice pitch. 1-2. Kyrie hitting that outside corner. Took a little bit off of it. Doesn't necessarily have a drastic changeup, but just a little bit off it. 1-2, and here's the pitch. Swing and a bouncer back to the pitcher. Back down by Kyrie. Picks it up. Flips underhand to Chloe Darling in time. On the play, the runner goes to second base. Two away. And the batter will be Ayla Johnson. Boynette, for his second inning in a row, has a runner in scoring position. And Johnson, the left fielder, will make her way in the top of the second inning. Runner back at the bag at second base. Fisher ready. There's the pitch, and that's a strike. Nothing in one. Three-man umpiring crew doing a great job. Good umpires last night as well at Prairie du Chien. Consistency, that's all anyone asked for. And they were. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air behind second base, going back to shortstop. And nice grab by Carly Meaden. That one just kept drifting. It almost got over her head. It makes a nice play for out number three. And that will retire the Pumas in the top of the second. No runs and a hit. No errors. One left on in scoring position. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Scoreless here in Poinette between the Hornets and Poinette on WRCO. It's high school softball sectional championship action here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
June is Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder Awareness Month, a chance for all of us at the Richland Hospital and Clinics to remind sufferers you are not alone. PTSD symptoms can manifest through flashbacks, nightmares, insomnia, panic attacks, depression, and more. Any traumatic experience can trigger this disorder. If you are struggling with symptoms, please reach out to your primary care provider for an initial consultation. Help is available.
No score in the ballgame. Bottom of two here. Richland Center, the home team, by virtue of the coin flip. J.C. Gander batting and swings and misses. Nothing in one. Matty McGlynn and then Ebony McCorkle for the Hornets. Boynette has won softball state championships 2011, 18, 19, and 22. Here's the pitch. Ripped foul. Good cut. And on the first base side, down the line for strike two. They've been in the running, state runner-up, 99, 2003, 2012, 2015. So, yeah, they've had a program. Here's the pitch, ripped high in the air, right field, down the line, just foul. That one just missed. Stacey Gander just missed getting a hit over the first base person's head, and it comes back now to McCaffrey in the circle, 4.8. Two strikes on Gander once again. Here's the pitch. Swing and a rip foul again down the first baseline. Almost takes her dad's cap off there in the first base coaching box. Hornets up there fouling off some pitches. Here goes the 0-2 and the pitch swung on fouled again on the ground in front of the Hornet dugout. Richland Center making contact here. Gander steps in, the nothing and two offering the pitch outside. McCaffrey shot, tried to get her to chase an outside pitch. 1-2 to the batter. Here comes the pitch to JC. It swung on and missed, and they got her. There is one away. Two strikeouts for McCaffrey. And Matty McGlynn will be the batter. Matty the catcher. Working her way in with the bat. And McCaffrey goes to work. Here's the pitch. That is taken for a strike. McCaffrey took a lot off that one. stands and lawn chairs all the way around the outfield fence here today. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Check swing and a ball. One ball and one strike to the hitter. Glenn among the Hornets, five seniors. 1-1 offering the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball and two strikes. Maddie checks time and now gets back in. And here goes McCaffrey into the motion. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Two up, two down. And that will bring up Ebony McCorkle. McCorkle today batting for the first time. And she is ready to go. So far, McCaffrey has faced the minimum. A pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing in one. That opening walk to Carly Meaden was erased on the double play that ended the last inning. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air. Foul outside of first and out of play. Hornets having trouble getting around on in time against McCaffrey. So it's quickly 0-2. McCorkle back and ready. McCaffrey set. Here's the pitch. Got away. Ball high. One ball and two strikes to the hitter. That's been a fun season for Richland Center, that's for sure. And lots of big wins against conference's best. Here's the pitch. That one is upstairs for a ball. 2-2. And as a coach, you want your teams playing its best ball at the end of the year, and that's been the case for Richland Center. 2-2 offering. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. McCaffrey strikes out the side, and that'll do it in the second for the Hornets. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We go to the third, scoreless in Poinette in sectional championship softball from WRCO Sports.
Are you looking for a rewarding part-time job? Cobasin is currently hiring for part-time trip drivers for school sports and field trips, and to drive a shuttle to Spring Green 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. weeknights. Starting trip pay is $17. You get paid for the entire time you are gone, even the wait time. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobasin Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
I'm Joanne Krulatz, president of the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County. Teens are becoming independent. You can play a role in their health and safety. Their brain is still developing and uniquely vulnerable to substance use. You can help young people in your life to make that one choice not to use substances. You can also help parents in our community to discourage underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Tinsley Nelson leads it off for Poinette, top of three. Kyrie Fisher into the motion and the pitch. It's squaring to bunt. She brings the bat back, and it's a ball. Ithaca and Columbus Catholic tied at one in the bottom of the second inning. Columbus Catholic scoring first, and then the Bulldogs have tied it up. Henry Bray calling that on our Facebook page tonight. We'll also have a replay of it tonight later after this one. Pitch is upstairs for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Both local teams about 8 miles apart or so as the crow flies. Some uncharted territory at the same time, that's for sure. There's a strike taken by Nelson, and the count goes to 2-1. Amazing to have two teams doing so well in the same season. That's a rarity for us. 2-1, it's going to be upstairs for a ball. 3-1. Some of our broadcasting brethren, it seems like they always have multiple teams going on in the playoffs, and some of them are home knitting now. Here's the pitch. That one is taken for a ball. And Nelson heads to first base. Second walk given up by Fisher. And the batter will be Addison McKay. She had a single last time. Leadoff hitter on for Poinette for the second inning in a row. Here's the pitch. Batter bunts. Nice one. Picked up by the pitcher. Fisher throws. Got her. Darling runs the ball back to the circle. And Nelson is sacrificed to second base. So one away. Good basic softball for Poinette. And Gavinsky, the batter. She walked last time. Runner at at second, one away. Fisher with the pitch. That's a strike call. Nothing and one. One at infield drawn in. Gander a little more shallow at third. And Darling a little more shallow at first base. Nothing and one. Here comes the pitch outside. One ball and one strike. Just about the right amount of sunlight here today as well. It's for the most part cloudy. A little easier for the fielders to see the ball. 1-1, here's the pitch, and she squares and offered. That's strike two. One ball and two strikes to Gavinsky. Nelson back at second base for the Pumas. Fisher ready to work. 1-2 offering. There's the pitch. Swing and a lift to left field. Well hit. Left fielder is back, and it's off the fence. Coming around is Kinsley Nelson. She'll score. That's a double for Gavinsky. And Poinette leads 1-0. Nelson scoring from second base. That was a shot out there. It didn't miss getting out of the park by very much. And the batter will be Cassidy McCaffrey. Timeout for the plate to be swept. And as the Hornets have a conference on the infield, they will talk it over. Team meeting, and now it's going to be broken up by the umpire, who goes out to have a word as well. And now everybody back into position. The runner at second, Gavinsky, still only one away for Poinette in the top of the third inning. McCaffrey was a strikeout victim her first time up. Fisher set to work. Here's the pitch. Popped foul, and then it got her right underneath the chin. She says she's all right. Ball came off the bat, hit, kind of knocked her helmet up as well. Most of the helmets now have those face masks, almost like the football helmets we used to have. She is all right. They'll allow her to walk it off a little bit. Nothing in one. Now McCaffrey back and ready. Fisher into the pitching motion. Here's the pitch. That one is high. One ball and one strike to the hitter. Gavinsky due next for the Pumas. Hornets drawn in the infield. Here's the pitch outside for a ball. And the count goes to 2-1. Hornets one run down here in the game now. Have not trailed for a while in this tournament. 2-1, there's the pitch, ripped in the air, high in the air toward second base side. Rossell is over, and a great grab by Savannah. I just said that that's a fight to the sun. All of a sudden, the sun just pops out. Savannah hauls it in for out two. And the hitter will be Emma Gavinsky. Emma popped out her first time up, Poinette catcher. And she is ready. Runner at second, two away. Hornets trying to get out of it. Here's the pitch. That one got away for a ball. Nice play by McGlynn to take that ball high. Fisher will work the rosin and now gets the ball back in the glove, and the 1-0 offering is coming up. Here's the pitch. Swung on and popped up. Middle of the infield. Here's Rossell again. Savannah's got it for out number three. Savannah Rossell gets two straight putouts there from second base. There's a run in the inning and a hit for Poinette. No errors and one left on. We go to the bottom of the third. Poinette 1, Richland Center nothing in WIAA sectional softball from WRCO Sports.
Buying a new home? Selling? Refinancing? You're going to be asked to purchase title insurance. Get on the web, do a little research on what you're paying for, and then request a title company from your sales agent or banker. Hi, this is Mark Crary at TitleWorks LLC, inviting you to visit our website at titleworks-rc.com. In our industry, if our job is done properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 647-7900.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs. Located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
McCaffrey continuing her warm-ups for the bottom of the third inning here in Poinette. Richland Center will send Reagan Shep, Savannah Russell, and Abigail Williams to the plate. So Mineral Point is taking on Waterloo tonight. We'll be looking for that score this evening. And also baseball, Highland is playing River Ridge for the right to play basketball in next Tuesday's sectional semifinal at Blair Taylor. Batter is standing in. Here's the pitch to Shep. She swings and misses. Nothing in one to the Hornets. Reagan Shep, one of the freshmen that contributes greatly to this team. Here's the next pitch. Swung on, bounced toward the middle. Backhanded. No, they won't get it. Base hit for Reagan Shep, and that's the first Hornet hit. Hornet fans like that. There's the tying run at first base. Savannah Russell will be the batter. Savannah had to make two defensive plays there at the end of that top of the third inning, and she'll stand in. So let's see what the Hornets do. Poinette is drawn in for a possible bunt. Russell squares. It's missed. Throw back to first. Missed. And then it gets by, and Reagan Shep is heading on to second base, and she is there. So the throw at first base muffed by Poinette. They had a legit shot, it looked like, of if the throw is there to make a play on Reagan, but it was a high throw, went by the bag, and she's now at second base. That last pitch, a strike with the bunt attempt, so here we go. Russell back in. Let's see if she swings away. She does square again. It's going to be missed, and it's strike two. Nothing in two. The Hornets put down some good bunts last night against Prairie du Chien during a time. They had a few batters in a row that all laid him down. Shep back at second base. McCaffrey into the motion, and here's the 0-2, swing and a miss. There is one away. Five strikeouts for McCaffrey. Here is Abigail Williams. Carly Meaden in the top of the order due next. Reagan Shep remains at second base. Here's the pitch. Upstairs for a ball. One ball and no strike. Ithaca and Catholic Central tied at two. That's in the third inning. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Check swing at ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Shep back at second base. Here's McCaffrey and the pitch to Williams. Inside, it backs her away. Ball three. Now, no doubt. Hornets looking at the take sign, trying to get a couple of runners on. Here's the pitch, and it's taken for a ball. They walked her. First, make that second walk given up by McCaffrey. Actually walked the first batter she saw. That was Carly Meaden, and here comes Carly to bat. Tying run at second. Go ahead, run at first in the bottom of the third for the Hornets in a 1-0 ball game here in Poinette. And McCaffrey with a pitch ripped in the air, left field, well struck. Center fielder back, she's got it. Shep's going to tag, going for third, she's there. And right behind her is Williams at second base. So it did advance the runners. Meaden gave it a good ride opposite way. It is a long out. And the batter will be Chloe Darling. Big opportunity now if she can come through with something through the infield. McCaffrey set to work. Here comes the pitch to Chloe Darling. It's swung on and fouled. Good cut. Nothing in one. Fouls it straight back. So they will try again. New softball out for the pitcher, McCaffrey. Hornets threatening with two runs out there. Two away in the third. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball and one strike to Chloe Darling. Outfield shaded a little bit toward left field, even though she's a left-handed batter. One and one. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Chloe takes a big old cut at that one. Steps out. Her dad gives her a couple of signs, and words of encouragement. Here we go, 1-2. McCaffrey's pitch is taken high, ball 2. Shep at third, Williams at second. We know Abigail can spin home if there's a hit. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. Strike 3 call. Carter looking at a lower, kind of outside corner pitch. That was it. That's the third out. 6 strikeouts by McCaffrey. No runs. Hornets get their first hit. There were no errors and 2 left on. We go to the fourth. 1-0. Poinette leading the Hornets in WIAA sectional softball from WRCO Sports.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Are you looking for unbeatable deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction, your go-to for scoring big from the comfort of your home. Bid on state and local municipal surplus with new auctions posted daily. From cars, trucks, boats, and tools to collectibles, jewelry, equipment, and even firearms. You never know what you'll find. Head over to WisconsinSurplus.com now so you don't miss today's treasures. And don't forget to follow Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook for updates and featured items. Happy bidding.
Welcome back to Poinette. Standing in is Maggie Steinhorst, and here's the pitch from Fisher. It's upstairs. Top of the fourth underway. 1-0 Poinette. 1 ball, no strike. Steinhorst with a single last time. Here comes the next pitch. That one is outside for a ball. 2-0. 6, 7, and 8 batters due in the inning for the host Pumas, who are the visiting team. Here's the pitch. That one's called a strike. 2-1. They put in to host this, of course, a long time ago and wound up being here. Number 1 seed, Turner, got beat. Here's the pitch outside for a ball, 3-1 in this part of the half sectional. Turner was kind of the one that a lot of people thought might get here, but Marshall, a number 5 seed, defeated them, and then Poinette defeated Marshall last night. 3-1 offering the pitch, strike 2 called. Kyrie came up with a nice pitch that time. Full count on the batter. Steinhorst, one of 3 Poinette hitters to hit safely. Here's the pitch. Popped up. McGlynn throwing the stuff off, and she's got it for the out. One away. That'll bring up Carly Rivette. Carly struck out last time. Talked with Maddie last night, and also the Ithaca catcher, Holly King, on Monday night about when it gets this warm, the challenges of catching. It's not a cool occupation. Here's a pop-up again. Throwing the stuff off is McGlynn, but it's going to be way out of here behind the backstop for a long strike. 0-1. Batter steps back. Rivette back in. Infield drawn in at both bags. Just a step ahead of the bag. There's a nice pitch. Strike 2. 0-2. To the Poinette right fielder. 0-2 offering from Fisher. Here comes the pitch. Pop down the line. It is a fair ball into the corner. Rivette rounds. She's looking for second. The throw, not in time. She goes in head first. And she is there with a double for Poinette. Their fourth hit. She got one just over the third base bag, and it was a question whether it was going to be fair or foul. It was fair. And the batter will be Severson. They're going to check on the welfare of the runner, Rivette. When she slid in, she kind of went face first into the bag, so cleaning some dirt out of the helmet. They will check on her, and she is all right. So the Coach Ramberg, satisfied with that. Catholic Central leading Ithaca 3-2 in that ballgame on the WRCO Facebook page, Facebook Live tonight. We'll present it again a little bit later on the radio airwaves as well. So the runner, I thought she was going to be okay. They're going to walk her off to the sideline, and looks like they may have a chance for her to kind of towel off a little bit there. Again, she took some dirt in the face mask on that slide. Going to stay in the ball game. Lawrence with an infield huddle. Poinette has had a base runner every inning. They have stranded four and just recently picking up their fourth hit. Leading 1-0, no runs and a hit for the Hornets. Fisher toes the rubber. Here's the pitch. That one is down low. 1-0 and no strikes. Stepping back is the batter. Again, a runner in scoring position. Here's the pitch. That is low and by the catcher, and the runner is going to move to third base. So a runner at third. 2-0, no strikes on Severson, and Poinette with a runner now again a heartbeat away in the top of the fourth inning. Severson cocks the bat. Fisher is ready. There's the pitch. That is taken for a strike. 2-0 and 1-1. Severson, the designated player. Ayla Johnson due next. Only one away in the top of the fourth for the Pumas. Fisher ready. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball to Russell. It's going to score the run. Throw to first in time. And Poinette plates the run. So that scores from third on the ground out on the right field side. Well placed by Severson. 2-0 Poinette, and Ayla Johnson will be the batter. Johnson popped out back in the second inning. Calls time and stands in. Fisher ready to work. Here comes the pitch. Popped in the air behind second. Center fielder coming on. Williams, oh, what a grab. Abigail Williams cutting down the grass and running in and getting that one for out number three. I don't know if anybody else could have caught up to that ball. The distance she was playing back. Balls it in for the third out. But Poinette does some more damage. They score a run with a base hit. No errors. None left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-0. Poinette leads Richland Center in WIAA tournament softball from WRCO Sports.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch, stop into Christie's. Kelly, Diane, or Claire will be more than happy to serve you. Ellie, Kaylee, and Erica will greet you with a friendly hello and a warm smile. Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Since 1974, Templin AgriBuilders has been your trusted partner for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf and cattle housing, garages, and homes. From farm and commercial buildings to residential projects, the Templin crew delivers top quality pole buildings, siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right, get it done local. Call 585-3101 today for a free estimate. Templin AgriBuilders, building excellence one project at a time.
We enter the fourth inning, the bottom of the fourth, and the Hornets will send Kyrie Fisher, J.C. Gander, and Maddie McGlynn to the plate. Hornets now down 2 runs. They get back to the drawing board with the bats here, a team that's been a pretty prolific hitting team, although runs get harder and harder to come by with every level of the tournament. So here's Fisher. She hit into a double play last time, and the pitch inside for a ball. 1-0, no strikes. Looks like the season has come to an end for the Richland Center soccer girls, 1-0. Our engineer, Tim Feed, saying that's the final tonight. Here's the pitch. That one is called a strike, 1-1. Getting right down there. There's so many things going on at the end of the year on the same day, but 1-0, Mauston wins in the WIA soccer first round. This one down low for a ball, and the count goes to 2-1 on Fisher. Kyrie moves up on the handles a little bit here and trying to get on base to start something for the Hornets. There's the pitch. That one is a ball. Full count now on the hitter. Kyrie stands in with a hitter's count. Boy, the outfield plays deep for point end. Here's the pitch inside for ball four. And the Hornets have the leadoff batter on for the third time today. They've not been able to get much accomplished, though, after doing that. Courtesy runner coming out. That's Ella Clements now at first base for the pitcher, Kyrie Fisher. And Gander will check in with Coach Dave Darling as Gavinsky checks in with her pitcher. Clements at first base for the Hornets. Time is called. Now Gander is ready. Here's McCaffrey's pitch. Bunted. Nice one. Out in front of the plate. Picked up by the third base person. The throw. Got her. Clements goes to second base. Perfect sacrifice by J.C. Gander. Killed that bunt right in front of the plate. Now here comes Maddie McGlynn. McGlynn, a strikeout victim back in the second inning. McCaffrey has struck out six and walked three, it looks like. So runner in scoring position. Here's the pitch. Swung on, bounce to the pitcher. Oh, they've got the runner between third and short. Now the throw over to third as she tries to extend it, and she is there. McGlynn bounced out from the pitcher to first base, and Simru, the first base person, threw over to third, and Clement slides in time. So the Hornets have a runner at third base now, and will try to get her home. Ground out for McGlynn, and McCorkle, the batter. Ebony's turn to try and get some heroics going here. Hornets trying to get on the board. The pitch ripped up the middle, in there for a base hit. And the Hornets will score a run. 2-1, the score. Fisher, her runner Clements scores, and then Ebony McCorkle knocks one for an RBI single. And we'll call it an infield single. Should have been up the middle. Gavinsky, the shortstop, actually dove behind the second base bag and gloved it, but unable to throw her out. So Reagan Shep, who had a hit last time. Here's the pitch. He swings and misses. Hornets appear to be gaining a little more confidence with the swings up there. Tying run at first base. Good clutch hit there by McCorkle. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in two. Reagan will step back in, calls time, and now ready again. McCaffrey working on the batter. Here comes the pitch. That one is outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Fans in their summer gear all over the ballpark here today. What a day. 1-2 offering. Here comes the pitch. Swung out, bounced back to the pitcher. Cut off by McCaffrey. She'll throw her out for out number three. That'll do it. Hornets get back with a run, though. One run and one hit. No errors. One left aboard. To the fifth we go. Poinette leading it. 2-1 over the Hornets on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
Leading off for Poinette in the top of the fifth inning, the top of the order, Tinsley Nelson. She walked and scored last time. And Fisher set to work. Here's the pitch. And the batter squares, hits the ball low as she brings the bat back. One ball and no strikes. Poinette with single runs in the third and fourth. The Hornets with a single run in the fourth. And that's where we stand. Fisher set to work. Here's the pitch, bunted, foul, third base side, strike one. correspondence from our listeners tonight, talking about Bob Tomlinson, longtime coach here at Poinette, coaching when Dick Armstrong was at Richland Center as well, giving pitching lessons, and worked on several players, and also worked on Rochelle Goplin's form. She was a good pitcher with Richland Center as well back in the day. Remember Bob working with a lot of the key players in the area through the years. Fisher back with a two-strike offering. That one fouled again down the line. They'll come back and do it again. World softball really has evolved through the years. And a lot of good pitchers from this part of the state. Nelson calls time, stands back in. One ball and two strikes. Fisher set to work. Here's the pitch, ripped in the air, straightaway center, and Williams won't catch that one. It's right in front of her. She charged it, but it drops in for a hit for Nelson. One on in the fifth for Poinette, and that'll bring up Addison Mackey. So a runner at first base. We will see whether Poinette goes through with a possible bunt. J.C. Gander comes in from third base on the defense. There's one bunted out in front of the plate. Fisher charges. The pitcher throws her out, and the sacrifice is complete. Poinette's very good at that. And another sacrifice. That's the second one for Mackey tonight. And that put Tinsley Nelson in scoring position back in the third after she walked and she scored a run. So Poinette trying to do the same. You know, running every inning here against the Hornets. And they've scored in the last two. So a runner at second, one away for Gavinsky. Here's the pitch, and that is called a ball. One ball, no strikes. Gavinsky walked in the first and doubled to drive in a run in the third inning. 1-0. Here's the pitch. Popped up this way and out of play. One ball and one strike. Runner back to second base. We anticipate some good scores, good games all around. You get to the state level, too. There are going to be some good games all the time. Here's a high fly to left field. Well hit. The left fielder's back. She's got it. Razek calls it in. Runner trying to go to third. They've got a play, and not in time. Tinsley Nelson legs it out, second to third. Hats off to Tatum Razek. Caught that against the fence in left field for out number two. Gavinsky gave it a good ride, and the batter will be Cassidy McCaffrey, looking for her first hit in the cleanup role. Runner at third. Hornets trying to get out of it unscathed here in the fifth inning. The pitch by Fisher. Ripped foul. Look out, everybody. Third base side. Down the line. Nothing and one. They'll come back and try it again here. Again, the broadcast of the Ithaca game going on our Facebook page. We'll have that in its entirety after this one. Old Hank Bray found his way. Even past the Hardys to get to Blair Taylor today. Here comes the pitch. That one popped up, third base side, and out of play. Nothing in two. He said he couldn't pass up some Chester fried chicken, though. So there you go. He thought he was back in Arkansas for a moment, having some fried chicken on the way up the road. Hopefully he wasn't flicking the bones out the window. Nothing in two. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Nelson back at third base. Hornets trying to take the batter here. Get back to the dugout. Fisher into the motion. 1-2 offering. There it is. High. Ball two. Two balls and two strikes on McCaffrey in this pitcher versus pitcher battle. Fisher toeing the rubber. And here comes the pitch. That's outside. Ball three. Full count. Fisher trying to pitch very carefully here. Steps back toward the rubber. Again, Nelson at third base. And the payoff pitch, here it is, swung on, fouled, out of play. Third base side. They'll come back and do it again. We were talking about that 96 game when we arrived here, and some folks remembered that was the last time Richland Center played here. a year they went to state, but we were talking with Coach Cy Dahlberg about that earlier this year. And remember the rain delay after the game got started. They delayed it for a little while, and the Hornets were struggling and then came back after the rain delay and were able to win it. Here is ball four. That one just a little high to McCaffrey, and she will take a base. So runners at first and third. Walk number three given up by the Hornet pitcher. This is Emma Gavinsky. She has popped out a couple of times. Maddie McGlynn out to have a word with her pitcher, and now Poinette putting in a courtesy runner as well. Number 44, Libby McLean. And so Libby at first base. Nelson at third base, and the Hornet conference continues. Sectional baseball coming up on Tuesday. State softball for the end of next week. We hope we have a local team or teams involved. Runners at first and third. Back to business now. Gavinsky is in. The pitch bounced down the line. That's a fair ball. That's going to score a run. Right over the bag, third base side. Scoring is Nelson. Razick picks it up, throws it in, and the runner goes to second base, a runner at third, and it's 3-1, Poinette. Poinette has had two of those just over the third base bag, right on the chalk line, and so the run scores. McCaffrey goes to third, or her runner, I should say, and going to be another courtesy runner coming out here for Gavinsky, the catcher. So Gavinsky gets the RBI hit. Runners at second and third now. Poinette leading by two in the ballgame. The runner is now at second base. Here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. So it's nothing and one to the batter. Fisher and the Hornets trying to get out of it. Here's the pitch. Down low, and it gets by. They're going to try to score. Play at the plate. The throw. They tag it. No, she's in. Poinette scores again on a ball that got by. There's not a lot of room between the catcher and the backstop. And Poinette didn't waste any time. They sent her. Had they hesitated, they would have not made it. Kyrie Fisher covering the plate, tagged but late. And the runner scores as a runner at third. It's a three-run lead now for Poinette. One ball and one strike on Maggie Steinhorst. Fisher into the motion. There's the pitch. Rick to left. That's a base hit. Scoring will be Gavinsky's runner. And now at first base, taking a wide turn, is Steinhorst. It is 5-1 Poinette. Carly Rivette will be the batter. Carly has struck out and doubled and scored today. Batting in the top of the fifth, so the Hornets continue to dig a hole here in the fifth inning. Fisher ready. The pitch, that one is outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Rivette back and ready. The pitch bounced foul outside of third. Again, there they go again. Pulling one right down the line, and that one missed by a few feet. They'll come back and do it again. A concession stand here tonight. A lot of folks frequenting that. Well, it smells good. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. That is a strike. Two. One ball, two strikes. Steinhorst at first base. Two away. Poinette has scored two runs with two outs. Here's the pitch. Foul back. They'll try it again. Fisher gets the ball back. Time is taken. And they'll talk to the hitter. Poinette trying to keep the inning alive here today. State softball action next week. Again, at the end of the week at Goodman Diamond. 1-2 offering. The pitch is upstairs for a ball. Count goes even at two balls and two strikes. Back it goes to Fisher. Steinhorst at first. Kyrie with the pitch. Swung out, bounce to second. Rossell gloves, throws to Darling in time. And the Hornets finally get out of it. But they give up three runs. And they do it with the aid of three base hits. No errors and one left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Poinette leads it 5-1 over the Hornets on WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it's time for new windows, look no further than the team at All American Do It Center. Anderson 400 Series are the clad wood windows more contractors trust for their own homes. Contractors love them because they're easy to install and are time-tested and are the windows with fewer installation callbacks. Homeowners love their superior design with styles that bring their unique vision to life. Explore the beauty of Anderson windows today at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member.